Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, you already know what this is, man. PSA Radio. We are here. We're back. My bro Dre, 3 Letterman. What is good, my G?
What's popping, my G? You already know what it is, man. PSA Radio, PSA Podcast. Your boy Timbo and Dre. Out here.
We are out here. People understand it. Go check out the new interviews. We got an exclusive with Briz Rothstein, by the way, dropping tonight. So everybody go subscribe to the channel. Going to be checking that out. Briz Rothstein talks about, what's he talk about, Pass? He talks about Summer, or what's he talk about, Dre? He talks about Pass battling the
talked
weekend.
About Summer Madness.
Talks about
he talked about
Summer Madness.
His resume, what people think he won, lost. He kind of got more password, though, was really, you know. Talking
yeah,
about
yeah,
Cave
yeah.
Gang.
He's ready. You know? He's ready. He's ready for Pass, it seems like.
He better be ready. I don't know if he better be ready for Pass.
I agree. Shit. He better be fucking ready. He better be ready for Pass, so it's going to be crazy. Yeah, man. So we got a couple of good guests on today. We got YK, Young Cannon coming on the show.
My dude, YK,
Myers,
man.
This weekend.
Folks are YK, one of the most underappreciated battle rappers out here, man, for real.
Couldn't agree more. Crazy. And he is Cave Gang, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yes, sir.
They got a mean squad
over there, bro. Rock, Av,
what's
Briz.
What's that lineup, Dre?
Lineup is kind of nasty, bro. Imagine if Rock was like, "Yo, I got Cave Gang against NWX."
Yep.
That'd be Rock, Av, Briz, and YK. Yo, Rock got a
bars
squad,
right there,
son. Yo, Rock got a squad, bro.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
I gotta talk to YK though. We gotta
ask him a lot of questions, man. Like, I'm pretty sure the average fan is looking at, like, we know YK, Timo, because we're battle rap fanatics. We know who YK is. And the general public would be like, well, YK, you've been here so long. Why you decide to join Cave Gang? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you've been in Rock Battle. Do your Googles, niggas.
Yeah.
They battle back in the day, but I think in this point in his career, you make that move. If it could get you,
you
know, some people might want to say you sold your soul and all kind of bullshit, but I'm glad for a nigga like YK to get on back on URL.
I agree. Well, let's get the man on himself, man. We got the guest right now
Southside,
on
nigga.
The show, PSA Radio. YK, Young Cannon, what's good, bro?
Yo,
what's
YK,
good,
YK, what's good, my G?
Southside, we in the building, man. What's going on? How y'all feeling?
Feeling
South
good, my nigga.
Side. Yo, we here.
Yo.
Bro. You got Danny Myers, man. Come on. What's good?
Yeah, man.
Word.
Sunday, man. It's about to be a movie, man. It's going down. It's going down. You know what I mean? I'm chilling. You know what I mean? Waiting for the day. You know what I mean? Because it's about to be war. Definitely.
Yo, YK, this man said you a sacrificial lamb in front of the goat, my nigga.
Uh-oh.
Niggas gonna say what they gotta say to sell the battle. He know what it is.
Of course.
He know ain't no games finna be played. He know he gonna have to be at his best he ever been times 100. I'm not none of them other niggas he battle. I'm a savage. I'm gonna show him a thing or two.
My bro Timbo went to the show last year, Traffic last year, my nigga, and I said this on the show, and I said this on Twitter. YK, not even low-key, because you niggas only watch the nigga that's allegedly popping and got the most views. That's a different story, YK. But YK last year might have gave us one of the best three rounds. You know when niggas be battling, give you one round here, that round is dope, second round is there, each round gets whack. YK gave us three fire-ass rounds against this nigga's teams, my nigga. I remember when that battle dropped. YK, nigga, is wigging on fucking Steams right now, bro. Like, don't get me wrong, Steams did his thing, but you was just too powerful, my nigga. Like, I had that shit 3-0, and there was no filler, Timbo. You was at the event. This nigga had
I know.
Filler. You and niggas is battling, and you up there thinking about, well, what I got to wear tomorrow for work? Do I got to get the kids ready for school tomorrow? Like, I wasn't even thinking about that shit, my nigga. I think this nigga is spitting, though. But, YK, shout out to you on that, my nigga.
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it. Yo, I gotta do work when it comes to that. You know what I mean? When it comes to that big stage, you know, when I get my opportunities, I gotta show niggas, you know, I'm different. You know what I mean? I gotta show niggas I'm made different. You know what I mean? They're gonna have to have a whole game plan for me. You know what I mean? You don't hear about me losing like that. You know what I mean? When you see the footage, you know what I mean? It's you know what I mean? Shit, it's undeniable. You know what I mean? So I'm you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm ready. Sunday's about to be crazy. You know what I mean? I got 3 rounds on deck. You know what I mean? It's already done, tailored. You know what I mean? We can go tomorrow. You know what I'm saying?
Oh shit! You're ready right now.
Like
you're ready.
Yeah. Definitely.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? It's about to be some shit. You know what I'm saying? It's about to be crazy.
Oh.
LA. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
Motherfuckers gotta get up on that scene out there, my nigga. Like that shit is low key lit out there, my nigga. Like real shit. Like you know what I mean? The crowd is on fire. You know what I mean? They excited for the bars and everything. And you know what I mean? Niggas is smoking. You know what I mean? You know out Cali. You know what I mean? It's weed there with niggas is smoking. You know what I mean? It's a good vibe, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely
Danny,
a good vibe
Danny,
out there. So.
Other than your battle with Danny, which one are you looking forward to the most to watch on that card?
I actually want to see Briz and Pass. Everybody got the bro losing, man. I knew they were going to go out there and surprise some people. It was like last year, everybody thought Chess was going to get smoked, but that was a fire battle, and Run came for blood too, but you know what I mean, that's the little nigga had his fight back game was on point that day, so you know what I mean, end up putting out one of the crazy, you know, debatable battle, and that's how I think it's gonna go. You know what I mean, motherfuckers sleep on Bridge performance, man. That nigga gets wild. And, you know, Pat, he going to have a crowd, you know what I mean? It's his first time on URL, you know what I mean? He a vet, you know what I mean? He been all over the grind time, king of the dot scene. He been pretty much at the top of those platforms his whole career. But now, you know what I mean, it's a different milestone on the URL side. Like, you know what I mean? You can't take nothing off over here. Crowd will let you know.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. That's what it is.
So I'm interested in that. Got a couple, you know what I mean? Got a couple of the sleeper cats on the card that, you know what I mean, gonna get more exposure. Drake Dennis, you
right.
know what I mean? That nigga, you know, he's pretty consistent with the bars and shit, you know what I mean? Probably have to work, you know what I mean? He's just been working on his performance and all that, but as far as writing in bars, he's pretty consistent, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? I want KG to do his thing on DNA. You know what I mean? I know a lot of niggas is tired of seeing DNA's name. Top dude. Like, you know what I mean? You can't knock a nigga, you know what I'm saying? If he's a top dude, you know what I mean, he just takes
right.
every battle. Like, you know what I'm saying? He just says yes to every offer. So I mean that's the difference between him and everybody else.
Damn, YK.
You know what I mean?
Jesus.
He does. Like, he's a top nigga. You know what I mean? Top nigga gonna get, you know what I mean, nigga like him
right.
getting offers, getting like 5-6 offers a day. You know what I mean? He just take them. He just like, fuck it. I do it. I'm coming to freestyle. You know what I mean? All I do is fuck freestyle anyway. I'm coming to do that shit. You know what I mean? He does his numbers. But, it's a pretty solid card from top to bottom. You know what I'm saying? Maybe not the most view heavy names, but definitely if, you know, that quality is still going to be there. You know what I mean? You got Stewie Newton.
Yeah.
He's on his come up shit. H.A. Double, you know what I mean? He's looking, you know what I mean, to get his
respect. New Orleans.
All 106, you know what I mean? H.A. Double, Prophecy, you know what I mean? He's doing his thing.
Yeah.
Like, it's gonna be a crazy card. And, you know what I mean, I've been hearing some rumblings about some surprises. I don't know if anything's in stone, but, you know what I mean, they, like, been popping his shit on social media saying he might try to hop on the card last minute. It's, you know what I mean, it's going to be crazy. The atmosphere is going to be crazy. I know me, I'm trying to have a show tonight, so you know what I mean, I'm good to go.
YK, let me ask you a question. For a nigga that's been doing this for a long time, you ain't no fucking new jack to this motherfucking game, my nigga. You was here before Smack had a motherfucking bed. Let's be clear.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? In your estimation, how battle rap is looking now, like, they just had Unfinished Business and they just had Born Legacy. And it seems like the consensus is the people that went to Born Legacy are saying that Born Legacy had a better event than Unfinished Business. And you know Unfinished Business had the veterans and shit. Do you see a shift now where... Yeah, do you see a shift now where battle rap is like, all right, we respect the veterans. Y'all niggas been here for a long time. Y'all got y'all dough. Y'all hit y'all peak. Now it's time to get the fuck out the way and try to let this new wave of niggas that just here for the hunger and the passion. You feel that?
Yeah, it's definitely changing. And it's not. It's also, you know, some of the vets, they've been slipping too. You know what I mean? Some of them have stayed afloat and been consistent, but some have slipped a step. And you know, the URL tickets is expensive, man. People tired of paying one, you know, buck 50, 200. You know, you come to see a nigga you expect to show out, and he don't show out. You only give a nigga one round or one and a half rounds. Niggas is tired of that shit. You know what I mean? Them niggas was doing that shit all 2015, giving niggas half-ass shit. And Born Legacy is the new wave. It's the wave right now. It's this medium-sized crowd. You know what I'm saying? Five to 600 people. All these niggas is battle rap fans, though. They know bars. They know the shit. So when a nigga say something that's fire, it's going to get the reaction it deserves. And then you fill in the card with hungry niggas, with hungry new niggas, you know what I'm saying, mixed with vets coming back, you know what I'm saying, with shit to prove. You got niggas coming. Everybody got their own storyline. That's what's crazy.
Yeah.
Everybody got their own path. You got new niggas coming in trying to make a name for themselves. You got vets that might have been slept on or might have lost some battles or might, you know what I mean, might have looked shaky, you know what I'm saying, in the past year. They coming back trying to show niggas they still got, you know, still got the juice or whatever. You know what I'm saying? You got niggas that's on a roll going against vets. You know what I'm saying? Different matchups. It's like you throw it's like the Royal Rumble, my nigga. Like you throw all these niggas in the ring, and it's just, instead of it just being like think about this, my nigga. Gnome has not happened, and nobody gave a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Gnome usually happens like around April, May. It hasn't happened yet. Nobody gave a fuck. Niggas is even, you know what I mean, this Summer Madness ain't even been, you know what I mean, displayed to the public yet. It's already September. You know what I mean? No news, no real news about that has been put out there yet. You know what I mean? That just goes to show. You know what I mean? The Born Legacy is doing what it's supposed to. Born Legacy 2, good event. You know what I mean? Born Legacy 3, I'm hearing, had a few classics on there.
Yeah.
A few classics. Like three or four classics, legit.
And YK, to piggyback on what you said, the Born Legacy thing, I'm hearing rave reviews, like veterans, like you just said, about niggas that's been here for a long time and they might have lost a few battles and they might have fell back a little bit. Niggas like Swave 7 and Tech 9, I heard they got busy and shit. So I'm happy for brothers like that. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. You got Swave coming back and niggas are saying he back in old form. Tech 9 came back. They saying he back in old form. They saying Lotta Zay and Prep, who both they last two big battles, they got the flux put on them. They saying them niggas had a straight up classic all three rounds. They say that was a classic. They said Ill Will came back, put on a classic. You know what I'm saying? Daylight, Mike P, them niggas delivered crazy. You know what I mean? It's a lot of different things going on. I think maybe it was only one, like the only, they said the only like clear like body was Swave. That's what niggas are saying. Every other battle is close.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The new niggas, Glue Easy and them, I heard them niggas do their thing. Gutter, Reaper Rail, all them new cats, they came and, you know what I mean? Them niggas gonna get better looks off that shit. You know what I mean? It's a good thing. I'm excited for that shit. That shit is what's up.
That's what it is, Monty.
Well, okay, I got a question for you. You were talking about Gnome and that one not happening. Do you think even the Summer Madness thing, does that deserve a change too? Shouldn't have all these big names, you know, underwhelming,
everything
like that.
Well, you know what? You gotta have at least one. If you're gonna have one, it's gotta be Summer Madness. That's got to be like the, you know what I mean? That's
big
the Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's already Summer Madness is that set precedence already in battle rap for crowds and the energy and the fucking just the whole experience of that shit. You know what I mean? It set the first two Summer Madnesses, that shit was like the Super Bowl. That shit was, man, you know what I mean? And you know what I mean? You got to keep that feel. I feel like now the way the game is changing, you know what I'm saying? The vets have that, the vets that have stayed afloat and been consistent, you know what I'm saying? They, of course, deserve to be on that shit. You know what I mean? But, you know what I mean? It's got to, I don't know, matchups, it's got to be some different matchups. It's got to be some, you know, a small mix of some new niggas that's been cooking, like, you know what I mean? No mistakes, like niggas that's been on a roll. Like, I could see Rum Nitty doing a Summer Madness against somebody. I could see
T-Rock.
Somebody doing Rum Nitty a
Rum
shot.
Nitty and T-Rock,
you know
YK, we trying to see that.
True. I think Rock might have Arsenal though. I don't know for sure yet. I think he might have Arsenal though.
Wow.
You know
that
what
would
they,
be...
whenever they get that together, you know, RC, I guess he doing his little last year victory lap shit. You know what I mean?
Yo, some Kobe shit.
I heard he went crazy on Cortez, so you know what I'm saying? I'm looking forward to that battle because I actually had Cortez winning that one.
Yeah, we seen that, yeah. Mm-hmm. We watched that pay-per-view, we seen that. Now, YK, my nigga, if I look at your resume here, my nigga, this looks crazy. Timbo, look at this shit. He's battled Ol' Red, John John, K-Rock, Steam, Swave, Real Deal, B-Magic, JC, Chilla, Clips, Cortez, Real Tack, KD, Skull, Clean Paper, Newborn. I'm probably missing other names out there, YK, but no, that's some... And you know what's funny? I had YK beating JC Anchilla, deadass, and Cortez,
and Magic,
and Magic, most of those,
and Magic,
mostly all of those. The only one, you know, I, me personally,
Swave.
I say me
Swave.
And Red, me and Red, me and Rock is debatable. You know what I mean? Swave hung an L to me. You know what I mean? I can't hold that.
Real
down,
deal.
You know what I mean?
You gotta hold that L, my nigga.
You know what I mean? I hold that one. The real deal shit. I'll take that one because it was judged, but on some real battle rap shit, that joint is debatable too. That's not even a good battle to me. Like, you know what I mean? That's one of both of our. That's like both of our. We were both subpar in that shit. Like we both could have did better. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right. You know what I mean? But I got that back on the 2-on-2 anyway.
I got to break down this. Hold on real quick. When you battle B-Magic, right? I'm a well-known B-Magic fan since the beginning.
That's his man,
though.
That's his man.
I admit 100% you gave him that L. No question. What was it about that night? What was he doing that was different? What were you doing that was there? You were wigging on that stage, first of all. Was that in Detroit, right?
I just wasn't going to let him beat me because he was talking mad shit. Like, you know what I mean? I came into the battle, you know what I mean? I came into the battle like, cool, you know what I mean? This is the hottest new nigga going right now. This is going to be crazy. This is going to be this nigga making blogs saying, man, this nigga can't even rap this thing. He's talking wreck. I'm like, yo, this nigga's not finna beat me. Like, I'm not saying it's no way. I'm going to make sure every round is by a landslide. You know what I'm saying? I'm listening to what all these people are saying on the internet about this nigga, and I'm just doing my homework the whole time. It's like, nah, my nigga, I'm about to show y'all niggas different, like I always do. Because most battles, niggas don't have me winning, and you know what I mean? It is what it is. I'm always going to show up to play on game day.
I'm telling
you
won that battle, but Magic had the line of the night. Do you know what line I'm talking about?
Yeah, he had the little shit in the second round. That's actually the closest round, but I still got that because I had everything. Like he had that natural shit. Then he had the fucking swinging on the kids like Astro. That was cold. You know what I'm saying? But it wasn't enough.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was joking on it.
No, that's a fact.
I had
YK
the tempo, stole around all that, the fucking, the Xerox line, bah, haymaker.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was shaking the room that day. You know what I'm saying? That was like the
YK
only
one
that shook the room the whole battle.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was the first nigga to bring up that Fox shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was the first nigga to hit the nigga with that angle. You know what I'm saying? Everybody hit him with that angle now. You know what I mean?
That's true.
That's still around to this day. Niggas say that anytime niggas say something similar.
We gotta talk about this kid gang, my nigga.
I'm on record saying that
y'all got a mean squad over there, bro. You, Rock, Avin, Briz, my nigga. That's
yeah,
a mean little squad.
We about to have fun with this shit. You know what I'm saying? It's a it's a good thing. You know, niggas reached out and shit. Niggas was saying they've been convoying for a good month, almost 2 months about the shit. And niggas want me down with the squad, man. And you know, them three niggas I respect, I've actually, you know what I'm saying, talk to in and outside of battle rap. You know, me and Rock, we battled when we was coming up. You know what I mean? We was both coming up and shit. Now we both vets. You know what I'm saying? We might as well, you know what I mean? They get some more heads in the Midwest, you know what I mean? We expanding brand, you know what I mean?
Right.
They gonna be connected with my Chirac niggas, you know what I'm saying? So it's just, you know what I mean, Boston sitting at the round table, we linking up.
Well, let me ask you a question, YK. Because what do you say to the people that's like, YK, you've been in for a long time, why you maybe going under niggas? Before you answer the question, I was looking at it more like this. We battle rap heads up here. I look at it like this. YK been doing this shit for so long, my nigga. And whatever discrepancies and issues you have at URL, we know about that already. Hopefully, y'all, that's water under the bridge. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I feel like, yo, let this nigga get back on URL. Let's be real, my nigga. Rock is the face of URL. They love Rock over there. So him linking up, Rock making a call to you, obviously saying, yo, why can't we want you over here? I think that's a great look for you.
Yeah, no doubt. And you know what I'm saying? Nobody's under nobody. You know what I mean? Everybody, they
right.
Own boss. K-Rock got Maryland, you know what I mean? He got that on lock. Av got Virginia on lock. You know what I'm saying? Briz got the fucking Carolinas on lock. You know what I mean? Him and T-Top or whatever. And you know what I mean? I got Chicago. You know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? Nobody's really under nobody. Everybody got, like I said, everybody their own man. Everybody got their own path. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got hit differently. So, you know what I mean? We all kings. We just linking up. And it's about, you know what I mean, everybody linking up, you know what I mean, you know this battle rap shit, wrestling, everybody linking up, tag teaming and all that shit. Let's have some fun, my nigga. Let's have some fun and put some classics on for the culture and give niggas something new to talk about.
But does that hurt the game a little bit when niggas linking up? Because now we lose potential battles that maybe you and Briz have been fire. You and Av would have been all right. You know what I'm saying? Like, Briz and Av,
yeah,
I would love to see that.
Yeah, but I mean, at the same time, nobody was really calling for that. You know what I'm saying? I respect both them niggas, but they wasn't really on my radar. You know what I'm saying? And I probably wasn't even on theirs either. You know what I'm saying? So I wasn't hearing no rumblings about neither one of them two battles. So I feel like mm-hmm. since the announcement and you know what I mean, niggas know that I'm linked up. Now niggas are saying, oh, we don't get to see Av and YK now. Like, but nobody was saying that at first. You know what I'm saying? Niggas was saying Av and B-Magic or Av and O-Red possibly. You know what I mean? Them the matchups niggas want to see. Briz and somebody else. You know what I mean? Briz is battling passwords. So, like, I don't know. That don't really move me. You know what I'm saying? There's definitely other matchups to pursue. There's other niggas, you know what I'm saying, I want to see anyway. Like I said, I got Danny Sunday. That's a nigga. You know what I'm saying? This is about 2 years in the making. So, you know what I mean? This is overdue.
Really?
You know what I mean? I kind of felt like, you know what I mean? I went out to Vegas for some shit, and we convo. You know what I mean? We convo like men. You know what I mean? On some Godfather shit, like, you know, we're going to have to see each other. I'm like, whatever, my nigga. Like, whenever niggas is ready. You know what I'm saying? But if we do it, it's got to be the right situation for, you know what I'm saying, to make sure the world see this shit. Because the world got to see this
shit.
You know what I'm saying? Two of the hungriest niggas, two of the most consistent niggas in the game. You know what I'm saying? But one got to go. One got to fall. And his damn show ain't finna be me.
You know what I'm saying? So that's a battle you want to see. That's those battles like that is going to refresh the culture. You know what I'm saying? It's a fresh air to the culture. No political bullshit. No
gimmicks.
No dumb shit. No.
There you go.
You know what I mean? No complaining about money and time limits and none of that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You gonna see two warriors get it the fuck in, but he's got to fall because I'm not going. I'm just not going. I'm not going. I'll settle for the debatable because I respect his skill, but I'm not going. I'm not going for anywhere. Oh, I'm not going, boy. I swear to God. Wait till Sunday. Wait till Sunday.
I might have to go to that. I might have to go to that. I'm 2 hours away. I might have to roll up there and get in.
Yeah, man.
I saw your last showing, bro. I was there last year.
Yeah, crazy. Man. I told Schemes what I was gonna do to him. And, I mean, I let him.
Here's
I
the
let
thing.
Him know that
I think
coming.
Schemes went first, right? Schemes went first,
yeah.
Didn't he?
Yeah,
yeah, Schemes
went
first. And his first,
he
was
always
crazy.
He chose to go first though. Like he didn't even want to do a coin flip.
Yeah.
You know,
but here's the
so
thing.
Like,
his first was crazy. His first was shaking the room too, and we're like, "Yo, I don't know about YK on this one."
He had three go rounds. It was just everywhere he tried to go, every move, every nice move he tried, I had a counterattack for it. That's all it was.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I had a stronger counterattack. That's all it was. He tried to do something dope. Boom! I got what you trying to do. Boom! I got you. I'm right here with you.
Yeah.
Now watch this. I'm about to take off on you.
Yeah, it was crazy. That battle was nuts. Okay, I want to ask you this real quick, man, before we wrap up. I want to talk to you kind of about Chicago right now. I don't know if you've been following it all, but, you know, you guys have a record 500 homicides in 2016 so far.
Jeez,
you know, it's still a pretty dangerous place to be at. And I kind of want to get your thoughts on it. Of what's the city like? What's going on there? Why is it so hostile and tense?
And shit, niggas is motherfucking. It start at the top, man. You got corrupt police and government. You know what I mean? It's gonna trickle down to the bottom. Niggas is, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You got niggas in the hood. They starving. You know what I'm saying? Everybody looking for a come up. You know what I mean? It's not like that, like in every single spot, but like it's certain spots is just a red zone. And you lately. It's really been, you know what I mean, out south is known for the reckless shit, but now out west, you know what I mean, the west side of Chicago is really getting, like, reckless. Like, they usually, you know what I mean, that's, like, usually the hustling side of town, you know what I'm saying? Usually niggas maintain a pretty good order out there, you know what I'm saying? Something only happens if a nigga do some, you know what I mean, some real reckless shit, like, you know what I mean, It is shit happening to niggas that's in the game, niggas that's doing dirt, you know what I'm saying? But now it's leaking over the innocent motherfuckers, and you know what I mean? That just can't go. Like, it's got to be a code, my nigga. You know what I mean? A motherfucker that's in the street, that's doing their thing, they know what the outcome of this shit is eventually. You know what I'm saying? So I don't even count them. The innocent motherfuckers, the regular motherfuckers that just go to work and do... You know what I'm saying? Just maintain their life or feed their family. You know what I mean? That's the shit. That's bogus. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? Chick walking home from work, she just gets shot in her back. Like, that shit's corny. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's you know what I mean? It's a little bit of everything going down in certain little spots. You got out west, it's getting crazy. You know what I mean? You got certain spots out south. You know what I mean? In the low number streets, you know what I mean. It's just an area that's just always cracking.
And you know what I learned about Chicago? YK, that the brothers out there, they don't play that saying anything nasty about their dead homies. Y'all niggas do not play that shit, bro.
Oh nah. That's
y'all
that's
niggas
not,
do
that's,
not play them games, boy.
Nah, niggas don't do that. It's just a respect thing, man. You know what I mean? Motherfuckers. It's a lot of graves out here, man. Cemeteries is packed with headstones. Everyone you pass is packed with motherfuckers. So, you know what I mean? Thing is, not everybody on their self-preservation shit. If you not for them, you know, it's fucking. That's how niggas is. You know what I mean? Best thing to do is just get your bread and feed your, you know what I mean, take care of your family. That's the best thing to do. You know what I mean?
That's real shit.
Because ain't no order out here. Even the police are shooting motherfuckers. So, you know what I mean? You can't even look to the police to do their fucking job, and they fuck around and shoot your stupid ass. They fuck around.
Fuck 12, Kenny.
Yeah, fuck them niggas. I don't fuck with them niggas, man. Them niggas is, man, all them niggas cooking. All them niggas is
yeah.
paid something under the table by somebody. I don't, you know what I mean? I'm cool. Let me get my bread. I'm good. Let me get my bread and my weed. I'm good. You know what I mean? Get in the studio, make my music. You know what I mean? I already have been out there. Nigga. I'm on my grown man shit now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, but yeah, it's an unfortunate situation. And to be honest, I don't know if it's even gonna get any better. So all I could do is protect mine, you know what I'm saying? And protect the motherfuckers, try to protect the motherfuckers that fuck with me the best things. You know what I mean? Just you know what I mean, respect the code, my nigga. Like a lot of these, you know what I mean,
yeah.
they don't respect the code. That's all it is. Everybody wanna make a name for themselves. You know what I mean? But yeah, it's crazy out here. But you know, well, niggas maintain.
You gotta stay positive out there, man. Stay safe. We gotta get you out here to Cali.
Definitely,
Sunday,
I'll be out there Saturday.
It goes. Get out here Saturday, Sunday. It goes down. Traffic 2.
Yes,
man. YK versus Dame is about to be crazy.
Tickets,
I got
man,
YK.
If you out West Coast, man. Make that trip. Southside, we out
hey,
there. YK versus Danny Myers. Shout out to PSA
Let's go, man.
Radio, man, for having me. Southside,
ready,
we
nah. appreciate you, bro.
No
Southside.
Doubt, man. Y'all niggas be easy.
Appreciate it, bro. I'll hit you if I end up going there, bro. Appreciate you. All right, man.
Yes, sir.
Bro.
Absolutely.
Shout out to YK, man, calling up.
I fuck with that nigga, son.
Dude,
I
right
fuck
there.
With YK. I tell you, man, him
bro.
And Big Cannon.
Heavy,
him and Big Cannon is niggas that, you know, because they don't get the most views or niggas don't talk about them. But if you're a battle rap head and you just appreciate niggas that just come up there and just rhyme and just do their job, punch in, punch out, he's one of them niggas. He's a vet, my nigga. A vet. You dig what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Like, straight like that. You know what I mean?
That's dope, man. So, YK. We're going to get another guy on the show, man. Very special guest up here.
Fucks with this nigga heavy, man. Fucks with this nigga,
putting
man.
Putting in that work. Didn't battle, though. And I know he's still feeling away, but you know what's going to go down, bro. We appreciate dude calling up the show. Let's get him on right now. Wavy, Mr. Wavy, what's good?
What's good, y'all?
Wavy, what's good, my nigga?
Another day, man. Just a lot of
my nigga, I know you're tired of answering this question, but just for our listeners and shit, my nigga, twice this happened to you where you supposed to battle niggas. If niggas don't know the history, Young Ill did not come up and battle my nigga Mr. Wavy. Same situation with Clean Paper. Does it get frustrating as a battle rapper now, nigga? Like, damn, two niggas I'm supposed to battle, and like, what the fuck is going on?
It's only frustrating when the material is tailor-made for nigga. When the material could go to anybody, it don't really matter if, you know, if a nigga back out or whatever the case may be. But me thinking, like, you know, this URL, I feel like they, you know, they handle their business better than, you know, in most leagues. But the fact that it just happened to me twice is just, like, bad picks, I guess. I guess it's just bad. I don't know, man. I just feel like the battle was supposed to have been booked way months in advance. If you just ain't want to do the battle, my nigga, you could have just been like, you know what I'm saying? Just save some time.
How early did you know that that they weren't in contact with Ill at all? You know, because it made it seem like it was a while. Did you know that it'd been like a week?
I didn't realize they didn't get in contact with Ill till the day of the battle.
Really?
Okay. Really.
Okay. Wow.
So at the same time, I'm still thinking he gonna pop up. Like, well, I'm hoping in the back of my head, I'm hoping he pop up, or he just probably, you know what I'm saying, trying to catch a nigga off guard or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Because you know when you get in them events, your material got to be already down packed. So So there ain't really no good rehearsing.
Yeah.
Like it should be ready to go. So I was just ending it. I was just in the building, staying focused. Like I heard the news, but you know what I'm saying, just in the back of my head, I'm like, nah, this ain't happening to me again. You know what I mean? We was throwing shots back and forth on the net and all that. So I figured, you know what I mean, he gonna show up. Because the fact that niggas were like, he ain't balling or nobody heard from him, and then you know, I think that shit was just bigger than my situation. I think it was more, I mean, learning, you know what I'm saying, learning more about what was going on. I just feel like that shit was bigger.
Do you wish
than
it would have told you? Do you wish it would have told you kind of like a little bit earlier, maybe when they realized, yo, we haven't been able to contact dude, you know, I just want to let you know before you realize day of.
But they was like, they last spoke to him probably like a week before the week of the battle. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they mind, I guess they felt like everything was all Gucci.
Yeah.
Son,
yeah.
Our dead ass was trying to see Wavy look young ill in his face and said, I was looking dead in his eyes and asking, what the fuck you talking to? I was dead ass wanted to see this battle, my nigga.
I wanted ill because, you know, a lot of people fuck with ill. You know what I'm saying? Everybody want Ice Pack. Everybody want, you know what I'm saying? Everybody want to see him do well. You feel me? So it was just, anything linear, like he would have came with anything dope, I feel like they was going to erupt for him. So I would have had to have been 10 times better than that. You know what I'm saying? I was like more so prepared for that type of shit. But, you know what I'm saying? I mean, the world, like I said, the world may never know. You know?
Yeah.
Do you want the battle to still go down, Wavy, or you like, fuck it now? Because it's been days, you know, almost going on a week and shit.
Nobody still haven't heard from him. You feel me? So it's like, they say he posted on the net, but nobody still has spoken to him. Like, but so it's just kind of like, I don't know, man. I don't really have the interest for it. But if it goes down, if it was to go down, like, I still be with it.
That's what it is, my nigga.
I still don't know. People were saying he was at like a baby shower or some shit.
He had a baby shower, yeah.
Man, but that don't make no sense. Like, if you had a baby shower, you get that date way in advance. You know what I'm saying? And then even if that's the case, you would call somebody and be like, yo, blah, blah, blah. It was a 2-day event. A baby shower don't take 2 days. You know what I'm saying?
Nah.
So that's his fam, you know what I'm saying? You put fam is more important than battle rap. But if that was the case, I'd just say, you know, out of courtesy, you call a nigga, you let a nigga know that on some business shit. You know what I mean? Yo, listen, I got a blase, blase, blah. I got to handle the situation. Wifey tripping. She not trying to let me leave her for these couple of days. Y'all done pushed the battle back so many times. I had this date set. Bomb. Oh, yeah, they've been like, well, we could do this a week after or one off setting or whatever the case may be, but I have to attend this, not just go MIA, no call, no show. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, because that's the bugged out part. Like, my nigga, like, you're not calling nobody, pick up the jack. Like, I'm going to be real with you, my nigga. I'm married with 3 children. I don't tell wifey, listen, boo. That we got to put the fucking shower, baby shower on a different day. Like, you know, and I understand that the dates got changed up and that fucks a lot of shit up. You know what I mean? But Wavy, you were right there when Smack had made the comment, the crackhead comment. Now, I know you standing there. Did you cringe a little bit? Like, damn, big homie, maybe you shouldn't have said that?
You said, say that last moment.
No, when Smack had made the comment about it being a crackhead, you was right there. Were you cringing a little bit? Like, damn, big homie, maybe you shouldn't say that?
You said maybe he shouldn't. Nah, it wasn't no maybe he shouldn't say that. That's what had the nigga, you know what I mean, disappearing him. I mean, that sounded like a crack move, nigga. You just disappeared. Nobody heard from you with none of that shit. Like, that shit was crazy. Now, I was joking around with it, you know what I'm saying? Like, for real, though, you just go disappearing, my nigga. That's some nigga bogged out. Like, some bogged out shit, nigga. So I was just like, damn, that's some crazy, crazy shit. Like, damn, is he back on that shit? To be honest with y'all, I ain't know it was fucking with that white shit until he came out on that 2-on-2. Like, and I'm like, oh, that's why this nigga ain't been battling on you, bro. He was on some shit. Oh, like, oh, shit.
Allegedly, though, Mr. Wavy, allegedly. We don't know. I think he, I don't know, allegedly. You know what I'm saying?
Allegedly, he had that shit out to the point. Like, you know what I'm saying? So... So I'm just like, oh, this nigga went missing again. He back on that shit. I was saying he probably back on that, you know, that crack shit again, if that's the case. But it was more so me just like, you know, just talking shit because, you know what I mean, nigga wasn't there, whatever. But
But were you saying that and Smack saying that way is a totally different thing. You saying out of frustration because you want this shit to go down and you looking at like, my nigga, not motherfucking again. Clean for this shit, not ill for this shit. So it's a little different.
Y'all gotta. All right, look. Y'all gotta look at that like in, at the point of the business side too. Y'all gotta understand that was straight disrespect too. Like you just took niggas money. You just took niggas money, disappeared. And I'm saying like people wanted to see that battle. People came out. I was some high ass tickets. First of all, them tickets was high shit. People wanted to see them battles. You know what I'm saying? So that's just disrespectful. That's just disrespectful to just not show, not call, nothing. Just
yeah, you give somebody bread in the same way.
That there's like it's just somebody just take your bread and then don't do nothing. Like, come on, son. What job you do that at? I'll wait.
Nah, I totally agree. You right on that. Right.
So
yeah.
it was probably in the heat of the moment too, because you know what I mean? Like it was just like, you know, the last two opponents that backed out, that common denominator, allegedly, since y'all want to say that, it was just like like crap shit, man. It wasn't niggas type jumped out the window with it, you know what I mean? Smack probably he only said that shit because I was in the air about it. I was like, yo, man, booking me with these crackhead niggas, man, what's going on? But that was on some joke shit, but the way that everybody took it was just like, you know what I'm saying? Everybody just ran with it. Yeah, and whoever ended that shit like that, it was just, it is what it is. I mean, I don't got no, there's no real remorse for this.
Right.
Situation, but,
yeah.
You know, I'm just, if he is, he is. If he not, he nothing. Man, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Now,
that's a rap.
Wait.
Wild shit, 10 times worse than that. So if it hit home, nigga, what you talking about it, like, come on.
Now,
y'all felt he was wrong for that?
No. We don't co-sign that shit, my nigga. Here's the thing. We had B Magic on our show as the event was going on. Me and my bro Timbo had him on the day that shit was going on.
Wow.
You feel me? Now, to fans, they were coming at me and my bro like, oh, why he up on y'all show when the day of the event? He's on Twitter talking to fans, getting at fans, so... On Magic part, it's totally different. Young Ill, no show, no call. I ain't feeling that too tough. You know what I'm saying? I thought that was a little bit.
One tweet.
Yeah.
No show, no call, one tweet.
But, wait, we off that for a second, my nigga. I want to ask you a question. How come we do not see more Mr. Wavy, my nigga? Why are you always on the low, my G? It seems like you're on the low. You come outside once in a blue. You come on a block.
What you mean I'll come on a block once you blue? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about your battles, my nigga. I want to see you battle, my nigga. I fuck with all your battles. John, Prez, Adi Boom, K-Shawn, Foreplay, Magic, when we go hard, my nigga. Me
right.
Saying that to you is a big homie saying I want to see you more active. You know
it
what I'm saying?
Nothing, it ain't nothing about being more active, though. It's not about that. To me, it's about taking matchups that make sense for me. It's not just about if the matchups take, you know what I'm saying, on point, then y'all see me card after card after card. If it's like a mixed up, if y'all notice all my battles been, oh, I got to see that battle. It ain't no just a Mr. Wavy's versus blah, blah, blah. I don't really care for that battle too much. Most of my battles has been Shine, Sean, John, Young Ill. Those all battles where it's like, damn, I got to see how he do. It's always the underdog type feeling in those battles with those matchups. I'm not just saying it's just certain names. Nah, it's not only that, but it's just certain quality of level of respect that I have for those opponents and my work ethic as well as just the battle. So it's... It goes hand in hand with me. It's not. I'm not going to just battle just to be battling to see me more or to get a check and then lose the love out of this shit. It's not. It's not my style. A lot of people got different styles. That's one of mine.
I get that, my nigga, but here's what I'm looking at as a fan, as a battle rap fan. I look at it like this. All right. When niggas talk about Briz, T-Top, Mike P, Chess, all these niggas,
right.
Their name is not mentioned there because it's like, no disrespect when I say this, my nigga. It's like an out of sight, out of mind thing. You feel me?
Right. Salute to all of them.
So I'm just saying, you don't niggas say he don't tweet enough or he don't do blogs. This is what fans say to us as niggas that do battle rap shows. You know what I'm saying? These are what fans say. Like, we don't see Wavy. He don't tweet. He don't really fuck with the fans like that. He battle, if he wins a lot of his battles, he battle, we don't see him for like, he battles once a year or twice a year, if that. You know what I'm saying? So I think niggas want to see you more active. You get what I'm saying?
Right. But that last battle was supposed to have been happening. Be honest with y'all. That was happening like earlier in the year. Like, first it was supposed to be booked around like April, March. That shit got pushed back all the way to August. So it was just like, that could be one of the reasons too. And then the battle didn't happen. Shit, don't be necessarily my fault that y'all don't see me. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Because, wait, let's be real, my nigga. Oh, Rookies versus Vets, yo, you the only nigga really on that card that got a clear win on that Rookies versus Vets, my G. Like a clear W, like Chess and DNA is kind of debatable. I thought everybody else kind of lost.
We keep it funky with y'all. Only reason a lot of people, well, you know, because, you know, fans, they flip-flop. It's not my loyal fans, but most of the majority who just got a fan of battle rap. Most of those fans may tend to shy away from Wavy. One, maybe because I'm not really joining groups. I'm still kind of like my own. How would I say my own brand? Because I still can perform and be able to be mentioned with these niggas that got names or that's progressing a little more. All it takes is one battle. That's really what it is. All it is one battle to get back. Most people try to make it seem like I had a bad showing with John. That wasn't a bad showing. It really wasn't. The material was there, you know what I'm saying? So it's just they trying to hold on to that so long to, like, it's getting corny to me. Like, yeah, that's all people got really to talk about because I ain't battled in a while after that. But it's not like the material is not there. All it takes for me to get on the stage and go off, and then it's going to be like, oh, damn, oh, I've been fucking with Wavy. So it's like that shit don't really faze me, like, to the point where, you know what I'm saying, it's holding me back. Y'all may say that, you know, on the outside looking, I mean, on the inside,
right,
for everybody else seeing, but to me, none of that shakes me up at all. If I'm on stage and I'm battling, I'm still going to be the same me. I'm still going to have that same hunger. I'm still going to have that same energy, and I'm still going to continue to be me and do me on that stage.
Well, let me press that question about the John battle. Do you think you got on Summer Madness too early?
Hell no. My material is fire on that John stage. I don't care what nobody say.
No, let me press you on that right quick, because I thought, like, your first round, for instance, I thought you had a lot of nice rhymes and shit. I think when – this is what people were saying. Like, when you got heckled, first of all, let's be real. You got heckled and shit, and John's my guy, but he did take a lot of your shit and flipped it.
The heckling clearly is – to me, the heckling is what makes the material look bad and makes it a linear opinion to that battle. John went off? Yes, he did. But was it a clear, like, was it straight dominating my rounds? No, it was not. Like, it was not. Y'all leaning
Wavy,
to the
you don't
crowd.
Think he won that shit clearly 3-0, though?
No, I don't. But I can understand why people would say John won that battle. But do I feel like he won that battle? No, I feel like it was more so a handicap, and it wasn't a fair shot in that battle.
What about the Teddy dead, though, my G?
And it
that threw niggas off a little bit, though. You know what I'm saying?
Teddy bear. What about
the
teddy
bear?
I mean,
yeah.
that's a hit or miss, you feel me? I take chances.
Right, right.
That's not one battle, you see. I don't take a chance or pull out something new. It's a hit or miss. It's either they would have fucked with it or they don't. It's cool, but I'm not afraid to take chances, you feel me? I could deal with this
right.
Because I'm comfortable with what I do. Nobody can make
right.
fun of what I do because I know what I did. You feel me? So it's not you know, the teddy bear situation. I was trying something new. The shit, you know what I'm saying? People ain't fuck with it. They ain't fuck with it. Neither teddy bear is home. Like, you know what I'm saying?
No, that's what I was asking. Do you felt that Summer Madness because was too early for you because you never got heckled like that before. You never got booed before like that. That's the first time for you, right?
Yeah, that was the first time, but I still, when I look back at that battle, I still feel like I handled that shit like a G, huh? Like, Half of these niggas, they get a little, and that was on the biggest platform. Let's talk about it. I'm about to talk my shit, because at the same time, niggas want to talk that, yo, listen, I battled one time rookies versus vets, and I got the Summer Madness. Like, I got 9 battles in, and I hit Summer Madness. Like, and I was still rocking. Like, niggas act like I wasn't rocking the crowd. I was rocking the crowd. Now, if I feel like if we wasn't the first battle that's kind of like set off the mood and set the room that night, it's a different battle. I go first, I feel like that's a different battle. Like, there's a lot of shit that I just feel like it just weighs different against my favor in the battle. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Don't, like I said again, though, I say John was fire. Don't get me wrong. I'm not taking nothing away from what John did, but just give me my just due as well. I didn't receive fair treatment.
Nah, yo, my nigga. Yeah. You have bars and shit. You have some. Obviously, the performance is gonna be there. But once John does the, this is not gonna be debatable. And looking at it, like, he know nice all that. Right, and I thought after the hollow line, niggas started fucking with you.
That hollow line was fire though. They might say that the delivery on it was off, but the line itself made plenty sense. And real niggas, my real niggas fucked with it. So it was just like
the delivery part. Yeah.
They say it was the delivery, but other than that, that's a flawless round. But like I said, the energy, I gave niggas bar after bar after bar, and then niggas go flat on one line and it's cool. But whatever. So now, most of his material that they went real, real crazy for was really flipping my shit. So without me doing my creative thought patterns, he don't get some big reactions because he had flipped the craziest shit for my shit, and that gave him the ideas to do his shit. You see what I'm saying? So it's like they low key love me. They low key love me, but they just against me because he flipped my shit.
Right.
That's what got his biggest reaction doing my shit.
That's that crowd. You give them all bars. You know, it's slow on one bar. You're getting booed. That's just how it is.
Yeah.
And it's more how you come back though too. You know, and that's what you did.
I took it as a learning experience. You know what I'm saying? I honestly don't feel like my material fell flat. Like, I don't feel like my material fell flat. I feel like it was a couple lines that he said wasn't that crazy, but they just let him rock. But nobody see it like that. But whatever.
Mm.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you about the Shine, about the K-Shine battle right quick. The zombie line. The zombie line. Now, I've heard niggas say, Wavy took the zombie line from Montana, 300 from Chicago, the Triming remix. Can you hop on that? Or did you ever hear that? Or?
I never heard of Boy before anybody started making these allegations. If people want to say, it's like niggas always trying to discredit some shit I do. But anyway, now with my zombie line, if niggas want to say blah, blah, Boy said it or whatever, I never heard of him. Clearly, the whole fucking building never heard of him either because they went fucking bananas. Now, all of a sudden, it's such and such, he said this line, he said this line. I never even heard of that nigga before that. I don't even really listen to, like, industry or underground, like, music that much. I'm mostly tuning into battle rap, and the nigga trying to say, Wavy took somebody's line. Ain't nobody take nobody's line. Listen to all my battles, all the creative shit I talk about, and I think I'm going to steal somebody's line. The nigga sound crazy. That's crazy to me. But I let niggas talk. I really don't have to prove nothing to nobody. I know what I write. I know what I create. It's like, I know I'm my own nigga, but it's just like niggas just try to overshadow it. It's just like when you official in real life, niggas just trying to pull pieces and strands or hold on ties. But you know what it is? Like I said, y'all don't see me that much. So all it is that when I take these next ones or whatever shit happen and everybody starts seeing more of me, then all that shit gonna go in the dirt. It's just part of the history of building my profile, so they say. So it is what it is.
Hey, Wavy, tell them niggas like you told Sean, my nigga. Real niggas don't fuck with you like Jordash, my nigga. Fuck the bullshit,
the fuck
my G.
Jordash, man. Jordash, that pervert thing, man. Niggas with the big glasses sneaking through, you know what I mean?
Oh man! Now, before we wrap up here, Wavy, the Sue Surf comparisons. Does that bother you? Like, I don't really see it too tough. You're more jokeful than Surf. Surf is not really jokeful, but I don't know. What do you say to people that say, oh, he sound like Surf? Like, they say you in Show Off.
Niggas say a comparison, but to me, everything is different. What is the comparison? What do y'all see? What do y'all see comparison? Hold on. What do y'all see, like, with a comparison at? What do y'all see? Y'all say everybody's saying it, so I'm just trying to see what y'all see.
I'm not going to lie to you. When I see Wavy battle, I don't think Surf at all, to be dead honest.
Right.
I feel like one, I got a different swag. I talk and I'm a clown a nigga, like I joke on a nigga type shit. Mm-hmm. I perform more than, like, I feel like Surf do. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't see where the comparison. Where is it? I don't see it. Where do y'all feel is the comparison at?
Hey, that's the question that, you know, I'll be like, it sound like Surf? Okay. Yo, I heard rumors, though.
Like, who's saying this? Like, who? I don't get it. Who's saying this? And I'm not trying to take nothing from Boy. Boy, good money. But, like, I just don't feel like I sound like him. You know what I'm saying? I don't. I don't see it at all. Like, I don't rap like him. No rap pattern. You know what I'm saying? I've been.
Were y'all supposed to battle, Wavy?
Like,
were y'all supposed to battle? I heard you and Surf was supposed to get it in.
We wasn't, not that I know of. I mean, there's been
okay,
talk.
My bad.
It wasn't ever nothing like, you know what I'm saying, going down at that time. And with Surf doing what he do, you feel me? Like, I want to battle Surf, but at the same time, I want to put that pain in first. Because the one thing I did learn from the John shit was the fact that they haven't seen me as much, so it was just kind of like, why he here type shit. But next time, niggas, before I get one of those, you know, people fan favorite type dudes, them type matchups, niggas gonna have some respect on my shit before that happens. Because it's not, when it's a fair fight, that shit ain't gonna happen like that again.
That's what it is, Mr. Wavy. Well, my nigga, are you gonna be on the next card, Born Legacy 4? What's good?
Well, we trying to put something together now. We trying to see, you know what I'm saying, who would y'all want to see me battle, though?
I'm trying to think right now, son. Who would Wavy Damn. Who would Wavy and
Stun?
That's a tough move because, wait, you're low-key, though, and because he's a veteran. You and Goods would be a good matchup, though. Low key.
Like this is, listen to this. Y'all don't see me as much, right? No funny shit. I'm dead ass serious. Y'all don't see me as much, but every time y'all want, like, every time, like, people want to see me with a certain matchup, y'all bring out one of the niggas that get respected heavy. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But y'all don't, but niggas don't see me as much, but yet those matchups be seeming like the best matchups for me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Y'all can see, the potential. Like, niggas see the potential, or they just be like, nah, he goes. Like, you can't have nobody who's shaky with it. You got to have somebody who's seasoned enough to really hang with me. And
you and Briz? I think you and Briz, too.
I think me and Briz would be fired, too. But I think Briz got a couple things coming up himself right now. So, but yeah,
I know you guys went back and forth. What about you and Clean?
Oh, word.
That was supposed to happen before. That's when we was going back and forth when we were supposed to lead him to the battle. He never showed.
Clean flaked out, though. You know what I mean?
That was another waste. You know what I mean? Yeah, we was going back and forth to build up to the battle. And then the battle time comes, nobody to be, nowhere to be found. And these two battles, these are two more battles that put me where I need to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you get over the hump. You have those battles, you know what I'm saying? Those get you where, you know, get you in the right path. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not against putting in work, so I'm just going to make it worth my while. I'm not trying to please everybody, because with this battle shit, they gonna like you for what they like you for, and they gonna hate you for what they hate you for. It's like
popularity
I'm slowly learning a little certain things. Like you, just like some people like the winter, some people like the summer. You can't convince the person that like the winter to like the summer, and vice versa. They just gonna like what they like. You know what I'm saying? You just stick to be true to yourself. You feel me? Like that's just what it is. I don't try to be nobody else but myself. I don't try to be this person. I don't try to be this person. But I can also respect what that person brings to the table, just like what that person brings to the table. And that's that. That's just me, though.
Well, yeah.
Mr. Wavy, we appreciate you coming on PSA podcast, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Fucks you heavy, my nigga. I hope you get a battle. We will review that shit. Fucks you up here, my nigga.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Wait.
Salute, bro.
All right, y'all be easy. Good night.
Peace, brother. Appreciate you. All right.
Yo, salute to Wavy coming on the show. Mr. I swear him and Clean, that would be dope.
Yeah, that's the battle I was saying earlier. That's the second. That's the first Clean flaked out on him
that's
and then ill.
The other, yeah. I'm not going to say crackhead because we don't know what happened, but I feel it. I feel like
trust me. The same sources that both of us have, the same sources both of us have told me son flaked out on their money, bro. Trust me.
I know.
Flaked out on their credit.
You remember when Clean was like notorious for that? Didn't he do that like four or five times?
A couple times.
Remember that? He did that so.
He's one of the poster childs. He ran up on the plug twice.
Clean.
Yeah.
He ran
more than twice, this is bullshit.
This dude Clean, Dre, I know we wanted to talk about this segment real quick. I got a little wifey over here. You know, we moving and shit, so you know how it goes. Mm-hmm. But I got some time for this segment. Now, you know more about this than I do. The Pete Rock and Young Dolph situation going on right now and actual music that's happening. So, I want to know what was going on. I actually saw today Lil Yachty chime in saying, I don't care if Pete Rock fucks with my music. I'm not a fan of his music either and his type of music either. So what happened? When did this shit all start?
Well, I'm late to the party. So I see people talking about it on Twitter. Yeah, I was late to the party because we do shows here. So I look at DJ Academics. Of course, shout out to Academics. I look at his blog, and he's talking about the situation. And this is what I look at. Me and your brothers, but I'm a little bit older than you. You're my young G, so you could probably explain this to me better than me for a person that's in your age group. There seems to be a disconnect in hip-hop. And when I say disconnect,
yes,
I'm talking about the young cats and the older cats. And this is what makes our show even dope, in my opinion, because you're younger than me.
We have different generations, you and I. You and I.
Right,
we're different
generations. Right. But we could adapt. I can learn shit from you as a younger cat, and you can learn shit from his older cat. Both hand wash the other. So the OGs got to understand that. They can learn from the young niggas. But anyway.
Yeah.
Young Dolph, I guess, had a song where he has cocaine in his body. And I guess P-Rock, he went under the post comment about this dude is whack, this, that, and the third.
Yeah.
And I grew up on P-Rock and CF Smooth. But I got to be fair and call it a spade, and it is what it is. So to the average person, it's going to look like P-Rock is hating. But you could look at it that way, or you could look at it also way that he's like, yo, y'all telling the little kids to put cocaine in their body. So when you hear that comment, I don't think he literally meant he's putting cocaine in the body. It's probably done it on a metaphoric type shit. You get what I'm saying, Timbo? Shit gets out of hand. P-Rock called him trash. And they, like you just said, Lil Yachty jumps in. And it's just the disconnect. It's the disconnect. The young cats don't feel that the OGs respect them. And the OGs feel that the young niggas don't respect them. But it's always been like that in music, bro. I'm pretty sure Rakim, KRS-One, Slick Rick, Coogee Rap, all these niggas felt that the niggas in the 90s, well, I shouldn't say that because the niggas in the 90s were showing love to the niggas in the 80s. So there is a fucking big disconnect. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, my nigga. Listen, man. I don't like none of these niggas, bro. I got to keep it real here on PSA Podcast. Do I like Lil Yachty and Uzi Vert and these niggas and Young Dolph? No, that's not my cup of tea. I don't hate on the niggas that likes that kind of music. That's on y'all. I just can't take the fucking mumble rap. I'm sorry. I don't be understanding what the fuck these niggas is talking about. Like, can you rap and make some fucking sense? You get what I'm saying? But whose fault is it, Timbo, that there's a disconnect? Is it radio? Is it the OGs? Is it the young cats not showing up? Like, there's a big disconnect in hip-hop where
all right.
Niggas should be coming together and we're not.
Here's what I think. All right. And you're right. You know, you say you grew up on Pete Rock and CL Smooth, all sold out. I get it. Legends, right? But I think the game has changed so much in between that time. I remember something that Lord Jamar said in his interview of Vlad. And he was saying that it's the godfathers of this, the pioneers of this, left the door open. You remember they didn't – it wasn't like a – how should I say it? There was room there for anybody to come in and do what they want. And
Right. Maybe
this was something that is a product of that. You know, it's not like a requirement for Lil Yachty to go up to Pete Rock and pay homage. They're nothing alike. I don't think that,
I
you know what I'm saying? I don't think that that's needed or anything like that, you know, but if you have somebody that is similar in that style, that's done that stuff and, you know, references Pete Rock and CL Smooth and does all that stuff, then, yeah, you know, all right, pay homage. I get it. But they're totally different. Young Dolph and Pete Rock couldn't be more different at all. At all. But you see the real MCs do pay homage. You know what I mean? The real MCs do
right.
pay homage. I'll give an example of, you know, just even like Slaughterhouse, the Crooked Eyes, the Royces, M, you know, they all pay homage
right.
to people that have come before them. You know, even if it's the most, even if it's people that they're not even similar to, you know, they'll pay homage to them. But I think it's different, you know, as the newer generation comes in. You know, you don't have to pay homage to people like that. I mean, if you're looking
at... Hold on, Timbo, you saying you don't have to pay homage? So, but all right. All right, maybe not pay homage, but don't you want to know, like, all right, when I was coming up, and it's different, you know what? This is why it's different eras. When I was coming up buying tapes and shit, I would want to know about the guys that came before me just to know.
Yeah.
Just because I want to know. I love hip-hop music so much, I want to know. But I understand what you're saying, that niggas are from two different worlds. I get that part. But...
Yeah.
Why is there no respect on both sides of the spectrum, though? Why is it the OGs,
because
some of the OGs don't respect the young niggas, and the young niggas don't respect the OGs at all?
I think it's
both. You
got to
respect your
sides.
Elders, my nigga. You got to respect your elders, man. But go ahead.
I get that. But I'm just saying, I think it's different. Now, you said you know about the stuff that came before you because you wanted to learn. You wanted
right.
to do it. I think the way the game is now, it's not a requirement to do. You can make Lil Yachty music without knowing about P-Rock and CL Smooth, without knowing about KRS-One
right.
or Melly Mel or anybody like that. You don't have to
right.
know about that stuff to make a Lil Yachty track or a Young Dolph track or a Soulja Boy track. You know what I mean? Those aren't requirements
right.
to do. You're not implementing any of their music into your music. You're not doing that. So I think it's just different. But when you go down the list of MCs from the 90s, coming into this era, you want to learn about it because you want to get better at it. You know, MCs will study MCs to get better, I feel like.
And,
you know,
and to piggyback on what you just said, Timo, piggyback on what you just said, the word MC. Let's look in the era, Dick. No one even uses that word MC no more, really. Like, I hear niggas saying that they don't consider themselves rappers. What? What the fuck are you doing there, nigga? This is called rapping. You're putting words together to match. That's called rapping, my nigga. That's called rhyming. Stop the bullshit about you niggas are not rappers. I kill that bullshit. I know Jeezy started that dumb shit, and Jeezy, you are my nigga. I fucks you heavy, my nigga. But when you said you wasn't a rapper, come on, my nigga, you rapping, bro. Yeah, you a trapper, that's being a rapper, but you rapping. You know what I'm saying? And I get it. I get it. Little Yachty and these niggas, they not coming up. P-Rock and CL Smooth and Rakim and Kerry, these are the niggas they listen to. They under G-Unit,
hell no.
Gucci Man, and the South. So P-Rock mm-hmm. is from New York City. Like, let's be real. I'm a Brooklyn born, but New York City music is not popping. Let's just call
Mount
it
Vernon.
What it is.
Just saying.
Money earning Mount Vernon. Let's be correct. New York niggas, yeah. Y'all ain't popping right now. It is what it is. Half of you young
yeah.
New York niggas are fucking sounding like you're from Chicago and Atlanta, first of all, but that's a whole different fucking story for a different day. But I get it, though. Gucci
yeah.
Man is what they came under. G-Unit, Dipset, like shit like that is what they came with. T.I., that's the shit that they grew up on. So they not hammering on P-Rock. They don't even, like, Dolph was like, Dolph didn't even know who the fuck P-Rock was, Timbo. I'm not blaming
yeah.
him. I'm not mad at him. He don't know.
Oh, you
I
can.
Feel that he should want to know. But he didn't even know who P-Rock was. Do I have a problem with that? A little bit. I just feel that you should want to know as a rapper. Like, if I'm rapping, like, don't you want to know the forefathers who came before you? But I'm not saying you got to bow down. Don't get it twisted. I'm an OG saying, you young niggas are the future. You young niggas
yeah.
that's rapping, even though I don't fuck with some of y'all music, to get you niggas out the streets, to put some money in your pocket, to take care of yourself and take care of your family and your loved ones, my niggas, I salute that all day, man. Y'all niggas getting money, more money than older niggas, but the older niggas paved the way for you niggas to get on. Don't ever get that
yeah.
shit fucked up and twisted.
I'm going to say this. Young Dolph or Lil Yachty, whoever, their music and Pete Rock's music. We're using Pete Rock, by the way, as an example because he's the one that's in this.
Right, right.
We can use
exactly.
many more. But Lil Yachty and Young Dolph and Pete Rock music, they are so different. It's like listening to hip-hop and country. That's how different they are. They're nothing the same, in my opinion. Nothing about their music is the same. So
right.
I think it's like you can almost put them in different genres. You know, it's not all under one umbrella, in my opinion. I don't think they're both under one umbrella. So maybe in Lil Yachty's mind or Dolph's mind, it's like, yo, I'm doing this hip-hop shit. Why am I going to want to go and get knowledge from, like, something that's country? You know, in a sense, because it's such a different genre. They're not going to implement anything into it. It's not like a diss. It's just they have no – they don't need to know. In their eyes, they don't need to know about that. If you were to say – I mean, let's be honest. If we were to go to Lil Yachty right now and say, spit two Nas verses from Illmatic, I can almost guarantee he would not know what to spit. Dead ass.
Yeah, listen. You're absolutely right. Listen, if he can't spit two Nas verses at him, see the OGs now be like, oh, you're fucking whack. You should know he's not whack because he's not
yeah.
listening to that. He's not. There's no way for him. He's not hearing. The radio's not playing no Illmatic songs off the radio. And hip-hop is one of the only genres of music where niggas from the 80s and 90s and early 2000s, like, we can't play your music no more. You go to a country
yeah.
station right now, my nigga. They still playing Garth Brooks till this motherfucking day, my dude. You throw in a fucking
yeah.
heavy metal station right now, they're playing Guns N' Roses, Megadeth, all that shit, nigga.
Yeah.
Aerosmith, all that, my
absolutely.
G. Only in hip hop is where,
absolutely.
Nah, nigga, we can't. You know what I'm saying? But I gotta go
yeah.
back to the word, the disconnect. Like. It's crazy to me. So I understand where he's not going to be able to spit. And here's the thing. Pete Rock jumped out the window, and he might have jumped out the window. He heard one reference of cocaine in my body, and he's like, yo, what are you telling the youth and shit? But Pete
yeah.
Rock, let's be real, my nigga. And do I want my son watching? If you show my son right now Onyx video, throw your guns in the air.
Yeah.
I don't want my son seeing that video. Like, that's just being real. Like, In the videos in the 90s were very real, like a little bit too real. And now you're going to the
yeah.
era now where it's popping bottles, everything is more catered to the radio and the clubs. So it's a bit different. Do I like everything that's going on?
Yeah.
No. I'm not a hater, contrary to anybody's belief. I don't hate the young niggas. I respect the young niggas. Do I like their music? No,
see,
I can't understand what half these niggas are saying.
The reason I like this is because we had two different point of views. We have one person speaking for one generation, another person speaking for another generation.
Exactly.
So what do you say to, like, what if there's music out there that Pete Rock would like of Young Dolph, and all he heard was that track or whatever snippet that he put out or whatever it is? It's not like Pete Rock's out there probably searching on his computer, let me get some, like, Young Dolph music. You know what I mean? That shit probably just came across his timeline, he checked it out, he clicked on it, and he fucking hated it. Straight up.
He went ham. He went ham.
Exactly. I highly
Twitter
doubt
fingers.
He's out there trying to get
Twitter
balance.
Fingers.
Yeah.
Twitter fingers.
That's why, here's the thing. That's why Pete Rock is where he's at right now. That's no shade, but he doesn't know what's going
on. Hey, don't do that. Don't do that. P-Rock's a legend,
I'm
my
just
G.
Saying.
Let me just say this for the OGs right quick. Let me just throw this out here. I know you're not disrespecting them. I know you're not. I just got to say something to little Yachty's and the Young Dolph and all you young niggas coming up. You young niggas got to understand something. Some of your music on some real G shit, it's like a fucking quick fix, my nigga. Like, your music is not longevity. P-Rock's still touring off. They reminisce over you and shit. Let's be fucking clear. You niggas make music for now, quick fix for now. Is it going to stand the test of time like P-Rock, who dropped in 92? We shall see.
But see, that's another difference. Exactly. Music stood the test of time more. Now it's just so watered down. There's so much happening, and anybody can get hit. Another huge, huge difference. Exactly. I think the times have just changed. Now, let me just say to everybody out there, I am not a Yachty fan, a Dolph fan, anything. I don't listen, you know, I don't go listen to that stuff. I tell everybody straight up, the first album I ever heard from front to back was As Dark and Hell Is Hot by DMX. I always have a soft spot in my heart for DMX. Saw a dude in concert. He's in my top five all time, straight up. DMX. Now, with that said, there's some of the new music that I fuck with. I'm just going to say that straight up. But are we going to be mad at DMX for not knowing the forefathers before him that have come into this? I get it. He's from
New
York. But
I'm pretty sure they
from the
know. I feel you, but I just feel like niggas in the 90s, this is what I feel. Like, niggas in the 90s, yeah, they might have been like, oh, we're going to take what y'all did in the 80s, and late 70s and early 80s, going into, you know, Sugar Hill Gang, Run DMC, da-da-da, going into the 90s, that we're going to take it and revamp it. Like, let's be real, Nas got his whole style from Rakim and Coogee Rap. Jay-Z got his style to me from Big Daddy Kane. So, I was like, those niggas, to me, respected those niggas and shit. You see what I'm saying? They respected them. You know, that's why I salute J. Cole. Look at J. Cole. Look at me. And let's be real. The young niggas now. I had niggas say this all the time, Timbo. Oh, because to me, the young niggas, they don't be spitting nothing that's, there's no balance in their music. Everything is turn up. Everything is mumble rap. But like Nas and Tupac was young niggas speaking about political issues.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? These niggas ain't doing none of that shit because it's not the cool thing to talk about political issues and drop a story. Whether it's real or not, just do some ill slick lick type shit. You know what I'm saying? So our times have changed, and I have to adapt. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? I'm not like I said. These little niggas getting money. They touring. They with all kind of chick. Salute to them on that. Make sure you wear your condoms, my niggas. But that's a different story. But I salute these niggas, man. That is what it is.
Yeah.
But there's a disconnect in hip hop.
Do you think? Straight up. Do you think J. Cole can recite a couple of Pete Rock verses on some real shit right now? If you were to go to J. Cole,
but he's a producer, so I'm not going to do that.
Don't
man.
Ever
he's
front
producer.
On me. By
he's a producer.
Pete Rock.
I mean, Pete Rock dropped some verses here and there, but he's a producer, so he's not a rapper. I don't. Pete Rock's a producer. He does beats. He did beats with CL Smooth, so him quoting Pete Rock's rhymes, nah, because, you know, Pete Rock's not really a rapper. He's a producer. He does beats, so it's a little different. But to the Nas analogy, Now, J. Cole can do, but that's the thing. J. Cole could do that.
All right, let me take it back. Let me take it back. I'm sorry. Let me do like a Melly Mel.
And before you go, Timbo, J. Cole, Kendrick, and them niggas, they got old souls. They got old. That's why the OG niggas love Kendrick and Cole, because they remind them of them and shit.
Yeah.
Forget it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. No, I feel you. But what about like Melly Mel? So that's kind of in that era, right?
Right, Pete Grandmaster Rock. Flash, all that, yeah,
Grandmaster Flash, yeah, Melly Mel.
Pretty sure they can.
You're saying, I swear to God, Dre, I will be the most surprised person. I know they have extensive knowledge of hip hop and everything like that. But
Timbo, you
got to
look at it like this, though, my nigga. He came out in 1992. He came out in 92. Let's say Sugar Hill Gang came out with late 70s, early 80s type shit. That's not a big disconnect of music, though, my G. That's when hip-hop is in the baby stages. That's all niggas was listening to. That's the thing. Them niggas
keep
rocking
them niggas.
No,
I'm talking about J. Cole.
Oh, J. Cole, pardon me. What about him? Yeah, my bad.
Yeah, knowing something from the very early, early, early 90s. You know,
early
90s?
Probably.
Like,
but my nigga, he does know. Nas is his favorite rapper. So, you know what I'm saying? Nas is his favorite rapper. So with Cole,
I guess
it's a little different. Look at Drake.
I'm thinking about it not such a superstar like a Nas or a Jay-Z. I mean, I could spit Nas versus from Illmatic right now. I could spit Jay-Z versus from Reasonable Doubt right now.
But
I'm
look at that. Look,
all right,
let's take you prime example. Mm-hmm. You, DMX is one of your favorite rappers. That's the first album you ever bought. But you can still spit DMX rhymes. You can still spit Reasonable Doubt shit, Nas shit. And there's other shit you probably like that's from this era that I probably won't like. But you have a balance, Timbo.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is, the balance.
Yeah.
A lot of niggas don't have balance.
It's true.
You have a balance where you can understand where the young cats is coming from. But you also, still got love for the shit that came before you. That's why you did your fucking history. Point I'm making, you did your history as a nigga that loves music.
But
you love
not,
music.
No,
you did your history.
Here's the thing. It wasn't necessarily history, it was just what was given to me. Like, if it was something different, if I was just started listening to music, my cousin put me on to DMX, Nas, Big. Believe it or not, I was freaking banging Blackstreet when I was 10 years old. You know what I mean? Like, dead ass, like, I didn't know what the fuck this was. I was just grabbing his CDs when he said I can have his CDs, you know? So I was just listening to what was in there. But it just changed. Here's the thing. Young Dolph, I doubt he was born in 1992 when Pete Rock's career was at a pinnacle. When Pete Rock was in his prime, All Sold Out dropped in like 91 or 1990.
91, yeah, MSC
right,
All Sold Out, yeah.
Yeah, it was like 1990, 1991, right? So I swear to God, Dolph wasn't born. I was 1 year old. Now, if I were to rap right now and Pete Rock come at me and say something stupid and be like, yo, pay homage, this and that, bro, it's a difference. It's a difference. If it was like,
bro, let me ask you a question. Did you know who Pete Rock was before this situation with Dolph?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I did know.
Bam.
Could I really like in depth talk about it? No.
No, but you know, all right, you know
but
all of them. Okay, but
I had people, but I grew up, I guess, around people that were into that. You know, my cousin.
I feel you,
like,
that's totally that's a big difference. If you got an older person or
a
family member,
I was exposed to that. Exactly, I was exposed to that. If it wasn't for
like,
that,
hey, little nigga,
I mean,
hey, little nigga, come listen to this shit.
Exactly, what
you
I'm
know
saying.
What I'm saying?
Exactly. If it wasn't for that, I probably would have no idea. I would have no idea, and not only that, but the music that I have listened to has references to Pete Rock. I know The Game references Pete Rock a lot. You know, there's a lot of people that do reference Pete Rock and CL Smooth. So that's kind of how it's like, okay, and you put the pieces together. But no, I wasn't going out like listening religiously to albums or anything like that. But I know of them. But can you blame somebody that wasn't born
when they were
No,
popping?
You can't. I can't blame them. That's what I'm saying. You might want to know your history,
yeah.
And the niggas not gonna. But you, I can't blame niggas because Dolph did not know who the fuck P-Rock was. He didn't even know who this nigga was when I read his comments.
Yeah.
And prime example, when Lil Uzi Vert was at High 97, and Ebro and them asked him to rhyme and shit, and they was gonna give him a DJ Premier beat, and Uzi was like, "Man, you better get that shit out of here, nigga. I ain't trying to rap up that shit. That slow shit.
Oh,
I get it.
God.
I don't like it." Because Premier's a fucking god to me. I'm going to keep using fucking G.O.D. to me with them production, but I understand it. This nigga didn't come up listening to Primo B, so the way I love Primo at my age, he's not going to appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? Like, if he did this in the 90s, niggas would have threw him down the fucking dumpster. You see what I'm saying? They probably would have tripped his grandma.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But... He don't want to rap off that shit because even the beats of production is different. Like, these niggas ain't
going to
shit slow for me, bro.
We got to remember that these guys coming out, their prime years are the early 2000s of listening
exactly.
to shit.
Exactly. Yep.
Their
G-Unit,
prime years
Dipset, Gucci,
are that.
Atlanta.
Exactly. But some of our favorites were already peaked, and they weren't popping. In those times, they might not be the biggest Jay-Z fans or Nas fans or X fans, you know? That's just how
and
it is.
And I respect
is.
That.
They
because
might not,
they didn't come up like
they
you
They might
said.
Not be those. Yeah. They might be the biggest, you know, they might be the biggest Outkast fans or, you know, UGK fans or, you know, it's just different. I think
they
that's
came
so
on the Little John, you know,
everything.
Ross.
Exactly.
That's the nigga they saw.
The hyphy stuff, you know, everything. I think it's
shit,
a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everything is just a little. That the whole down south movement, that Atlanta movement, everything.
Texas,
that
all that
really
shit. Yeah, little flip.
Popping,
came Nelly, all that shit. Yeah,
you know Nelly and all those guys. You know that were just really, really, really popping back then, and the early to mid 2000s. You know that's their prime, and we just gotta remember that. It's not necessarily. You know,
and when they took videos off, when MTV stopped playing videos and BET got rid of Rap City, I think that's another disconnect. Also, like they're not. I mean, YouTube is your best friend, but if it's not in your face when you watch MTV Jams or listen to the radio, you know, you're not gonna know who these guys are. So, you know, that's what it is, man.
And the thing is, it's different, man. Like you said, you know, before you had to go out and get beats. Now you can get them from YouTube. You can
email to you
from YouTube. So you don't have to necessarily go to a record store and look at records and be like, oh shit, this looks kind of dope. Who is this? Oh, it's Pete Rock, CL Smooth. I'm going to fucking I'm going to get this record, you know, because it looks tight, you know. But
times have changed, and that's a big thing too. Times have changed, technology has changed, everything has changed, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And there's just got to be some type of thing where we got to come to some understanding. The OGs got to – listen, I don't like the mumble rap. I make no bones about it. That's not my cup of tea, my nigga. But I'm not going to come up as a grumpy OG who niggas be thinking that because we're 30-plus years old. Like, we hate the young niggas. No, niggas, I'm not wearing Tims and fucking 38, 39, 44 XL pants. Them days are over. Sorry. But it's what it is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, it's true, man. It's just different out here, bro. Times have changed. And – you know, we'll see where it goes next, man. We'll see where it goes. Love this conversation, man. Love doing
I love this shit. What? Come on, bro. I love this shit, bro. Come on, huh?
My bro, Dre, we can do this for hours. We got to start doing this shit. This is going to get chopped. I'm having a couple of technical difficulties on rendering right now, but this shit will get chopped, and something will drop as soon as possible. I'm letting people know right now.
Yeah, I think people are going to like this conversation, bro.
This
I think you're
going to
like this conversation.
We got to make this happen. So salute my bro Dre. It was good to kind of delve into this. And salute YK. Salute Mr. Wavy coming on the show. Segments galore, man. It's PSA Radio. My bro Dre, take us out, my G.
Shout out to YK. Shout out to Wavy. Dope conversation we just had, man. Y'all already know, man.
Yes, sir. Shout out Pete Rock. We out. We out.